Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the reproductive programs on your dairy farms. You know, I've really been amazed in the last 15 years the progress that we have made in reproductive efficiency across our industry. One of the key things that really helped us gain improvement on our reproductive programs, I think, is the application of something that we call pregnancy rate. We break the herd down into 21-day periods, and we divide the number of pregnancies by the number of animals that were eligible for breeding during that same 21-day period. When we're determining pregnancy rates, it's really important that we understand what the voluntary waiting period is on our dairy. If you are doing a little bit of cherry picking and breeding a few animals early, I wouldn't necessarily put in that earliest date that we might put semen into the cow. I would put in the date that we generally target. Now, if we generally start moving that date back on a higher percentage of our animals, probably need to make an adjustment there just to be fair to make sure that we're accurately portraying what's going on in terms of the size of the breeding herd. Other than that, it's really a matter of just making sure that we get semen into cows the first service on the date that we intended to. And then secondly, that we do pregnancy determination as soon as possible, so those animals that are still open can be re-enrolled into some sort of program to make sure that we get a second service into those animals as quickly as possible. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.